Viraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. At the age of 13, he was invited to address audiences in London and Los Angeles. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it." Viraji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves.
Today I was looking at a tree, and it had no leaves. Of course, winter is upon us. Today was a nice warm day, but it's supposed to get colder and colder. And you look at that tree and you say, well, that's not very pretty. And if somebody had never seen a tree before, and it was the first time they got to see a tree, they would say, well, what is this beautiful stuff you talk about? All I see is these dry sticks, this trunk, and that's it. But for that person to really appreciate what that tree is all about, he has to see it, he has to witness it in spring, in summer, when it has its leaves, when it is in that full bloom, when that potential that it has achieved it. And it is the same for us. We look at our lives, we look at ourselves, and we see things. We say, well, that could be better. That's not good enough. And we try to improve and improve and improve. But what about really achieving our real potential? Human beings have gone to the moon. They'll do other things too. And they're trying. They'll go to the moon. Maybe they'll go to Mars. Maybe they will go to the bottom of the ocean. Maybe they'll invent a car that doesn't have tires, it flies. Maybe they'll invent a corn that, you know, does something very special. Maybe they'll invent a camera that follows people around and takes pictures. But you see, that's not human potential. That is not human potential. That is invention, innovation. Because we have a brain, because we have imagination, we can cook up these things and we can work on making that a possibility. And people have been doing that since a very long time. And you realize, you know, somebody looked at a horse one day and said, you know what? I think I can ride on the back of this thing. So what an incredible idea. Let me tame this thing. Now somebody said, you know, it's great riding a horse, but my butt gets really sore. And somebody went to work and invented a saddle. And that saddle evolved, and somebody said, you know what? It doesn't have to be ugly. We can make it really pretty. And they put beautiful leather carvings on it, and they put gold trim on it, and silver trim on it, and made it really pretty. But you must realize that that has nothing to do with human potential. Because even that person who came up with the idea of a saddle was a genius, incredibly smart. And yet, compared to what exists today, his invention is very pale. There's automobiles, there's airplanes, there's helicopters. And if this person was to see a helicopter, they wouldn't even recognize it. What in the world is that? What does it do? Where does it go? How does it do it? Because, yes, it is incredible innovation, but it is not the human potential. You may hear about people who were maybe one day, and you know, this is a very incredible story that's told in India. And it's a true story. There was this guy, he used to shine shoes, and very poor, orphaned kid. And then he went to this town and he started selling chickpeas. And he would go to the main distributor and buy some chickpea packets in India and sell them. And pretty soon he owned, and what he would do is he would try not to eat every day. And when he had to eat, he would try to eat the chickpeas. And he saved and he saved and he bought the franchise. And next thing you know, he bought all the chickpea franchise in the entire town. Have you ever seen the mustached guy for Air India? And he's bowing down, you know, he's supposed to be the welcoming guy. Well, that's him. He owned the first airlines, international airlines in India, Air India. Incredibly, I mean, rich beyond belief. And you can say, well, he achieved his potential. No. No. He became rich. Put it where it is. He became rich. He was very poor and he became very rich. Very rich. But did he achieve his full potential? So of course this begs the question, what is human potential? What can you do? What can you do that you can really do? You as you are, without alterations, without any change. I mean, you look at it, to be a bank manager you have to have qualifications, you have to have experience. Nobody's going to hire you as a bank manager unless you have appropriate qualifications. Nobody's going to let you fly an airplane unless you've got a pilot's license. So who are you? What are you? What can you do? What can you accomplish? There are people say, well, you know, I'm so-and-so. Their association with their job, with what they can accomplish, with what they can do. What can you do? What can you do? A surgeon, maybe an incredible surgeon, loses his hands. He's still alive. He has no hands. He can't perform surgery. What does he do? Who is he now? What has he become? One day, all that you think you are standing on will slowly dissipate and disappear. Is that good or bad? I'm not even passing any judgment. Don't. You know why? Because that's the way it is. You don't have to pass judgment on it. You don't have to say, well, gee, you know, let's not talk about those things. That's sad. No, it's not. Day before yesterday, I was listening to the radio, and somebody said, you know, so-and-so had an unexpected death. And I was like, what? Wake up! Hello? Where are we? Which planet are we from? We're living here. This is how it is. Advertised, very well known for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. This is it. This is how it is. No good, no bad, no right, no wrong, but this is it. And amongst this, when you are kind of that at that apex, you say, well, this is who I am. And it's very funny because the first part of it is supposed to be a preparation for that apex. And then the latter part is supposed to be the letdown from the apex. And it's a bizarre setup. It's like you work and work and work and work for that apex, and then after that apex is over, you finally get to do what you want to do. It's called retirement. When you can't do a whole lot, that's when you get to do what you want to do. Well, face it. That's how it is. I'm not standing in judgment. I am not standing in judgment. I find it curious. Because all of this formula, all of this does not take into account the cry of your own heart to be fulfilled. It does not take into account your sincere desire to be in that joy, your sincere desire to be fulfilled. And I say to you, that's your potential to be fulfilled. This is something you can do. That every day brings you potentials, many potentials. Tomorrow, so many people on the face of this earth are going to wake up, and some might become rich, and some might become poor. It's a possibility. Some might be promoted, some might be demoted. So many possibilities. Millions of people on the face of this earth are going to travel. Millions of people on the face of this earth are going to stay at home. Millions of people on the face of this earth are going to find out they have a cold. Millions of people are going to wake up with a headache. Millions of people are going to wake up and say, "Ah, my headache is gone." But is that it? Is that what life is? Is that what the day brings? Is that what the day promises? Or is there something more? What is the potential of that moment? What is the potential of that day that you get? And of all things that you could possibly make a list of, amongst all those millions of things that are possible in a day, there is one that is very, very special. And it's not a promotion. It is why you want a promotion. And it is not demotion. It is why you hate the demotion. It is not becoming rich. It is why you want to become rich. And it is not becoming poor. It is why you hate being poor. And that one possibility, that is guaranteed. Nothing else is guaranteed. But that one thing that is guaranteed with every single day is that you can be fulfilled. If the potential is not exercised, especially the good potential, then what good is it? Somebody comes along and says to you, "You have the potential of being kind." Isn't that wonderful? And you go, "Yeah, me, I mean, God, great." But if you don't exercise that potential of being kind, what's the point? What's the point? You have the potential of being fulfilled. But if you aren't, what's the point? What good is it? Who is it going to benefit? You see, all of a sudden, kindness isn't one of these things that can sit on a shelf somewhere. It has to be exercised. It has to be real. It has to function. It has to be allowed to breathe. It has to move. It has to evolve. It has to come, and you have to allow it to touch you. Touch you. It has to be clear. It has to be clear that I want fulfillment in my life. It has to be clear that I want that beauty in my life. That I want peace. I want peace in my life. I want to be happy. I want to be content. I want to be free. I do not wish to live in fear. I do not wish to live in confusion. I do not wish to live in doubt. And for that, I want clarity in my life. And I'm talking about the most fundamental kind of peace, the most fundamental kind of clarity, the most fundamental kind of joy, the most fundamental kind of happiness. So important to come and talk about something so very special. Something so very beautiful to talk about this life, this possibility, this fundamental happiness, this fundamental joy that everyone has been blessed with. Incorporated into your design are these attributes. That which you seek for a reason because they are there. What your heart wants It wants that which is possible. So here's another one. You think about possibilities. Within every seed, there is the possibility of the plant, right? But did you know that within every plant, there is the possibility of the seed? So I got thinking one day. This is the analogy everybody gives. Within the seed is the plant. Within the seed is the plant. Within the seed is the plant. Within the seed is. And then wait a minute. Within every plant, there is the possibility of the seed. And not one! In that seed, there is only one possibility of that one plant. But in that plant, that possibility has been unfolded many, many times more. So, from that seed you came, here you are, the seed of existence. And within you, there is the possibility. From that joy you came, from that beauty you came, from that love you came, from that happiness you came. But within you, there's the possibility of infinite happiness. There's the possibility of infinite peace, of infinite tranquility, of infinite clarity. So, am I here just to tell you all these nice things? That's it? No. So this is where my message takes a dramatic departure. To tell you, peace looks good on you, is a good message. To be able to say, and I can get you to that peace, is a really good message. It's an excellent message. To say, search, to search for that joy is a wise message to be able to show where that joy resides is an incredible message. To be able to say yes, it is within you and you can get in touch with it. You too can experience that serenity in your life. You too can feel. No, not just feel. You can dance with it. You can adore it. You can embrace it. That is what is possible for each one of us.